President Biden is warning that the fight against the coronavirus is far from over.
The virus is spreading because we have too many people who, seeing the end in sight, think we're at the finish line already. But let me be deadly earnest with you. We aren't at the finish line. We still have a lot of work to do.
In contrast, Biden is at the starting line for getting his massive $2 trillion infrastructure bill passed, and he may just have gotten a jump start. So let's bring in our political strategist. Bill Press is the Democrat. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Robin.
And Alice Stewart, the Republican. Alice, hello to you as well.
Hi, Robin. Great to be with you.
And let's get right to it. Biden's infrastructure bill got a boost this week when the Senate parliamentarian ruled that Senate Democrats can pass it with a simple majority, meaning all they have to do is, you know, hold on to Democrats to pass it. They don't need to go through the process of getting a supermajority, bringing over Republicans. Republicans say the bill is stuffed with things that aren't about infrastructure. So, Bill, to you first, is this cheating? You know, Democrats now don't have to compromise or be bipartisan.
Well, first of all, I don't think it's cheating. It is legal. The parliamentarian wouldn't have said it otherwise. But I have to tell you, I don't think it's the best way to go. I really think it's the unnecessary way to go. I have a better alternative, Robin. Let's start with this. Our infrastructure is way, way, way overdue for being brought up to the 21st century. Barack Obama talked about it, didn't do anything. Donald Trump talked about it, didn't do anything. Now it's Joe Biden's turn. I think he's serious. And so he's put forth this plan. There are only two problems with this, or questions raised, I guess. One, what's in it, and how do you pay for it? Now, you know what? Both of those things are negotiable if people would only sit down and get to work. So my alternative is, let's make a deal. Republicans don't think this ought to be in there. Let's go see if they can get enough votes to stop it. Then you take that out. Same thing, pay for it. You want to go for taxes? You don't like that? Then let's just borrow the money. If they don't like that, then maybe some combination. What's lacking is the ability and the willingness of Republicans to deal. Mitch McConnell has said no, 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 provided no alternatives. And sadly, every Republican senator has gone along with him.
Alice, I'm going to go right to you because I'm imagining you're probably disagreeing with that take on it. Well, and we know that there's a wary Democrat or two. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin doesn't like the corporate tax hikes that are in this bill, but those hikes don't even come close to what corporations were being asked to pitch in before President Trump slashed them. And Alice, polls show people want this bill. So first of all, do you agree that it's Republicans who are not, you know, not willing to compromise? And shouldn't they compromise if polls show overwhelmingly people can see with their own eyes their roads and bridges are in rough shape?
Well, I can say that, yes, people see that roads and bridges need to be repaired because they do. But this bill includes far more funding for issues that aren't directly related to roads and bridges. And I will go on record as saying that I agree with a portion of what Bill did say. This is not the way Democrats should go about doing this. Look, the Senate parliamentarian is nonpartisan, and he can certainly make this ruling. It was a tremendous shot in the arm for Democrats. But if they are banking on getting their policies through by just getting a 50-50 split in the Senate with only Democrat support, that flies in the face of everything that Joe Biden campaigned on and won on by saying he's going to work across the aisle. And the key here is when you have a spending plan this massive in nature with just calling it infrastructure, and you have $400 billion for unrelated programs, you have $174 billion to subsidize electric vehicle industry, and you also have other policies and funding mechanisms in here that go to support and pay for union efforts. That is not infrastructure. And to your point, Robin, Joe Manchin will be the man of the hour when it comes to this going to vote, because he stood up against the minimum wage increase in the last spending bill, and that was taken out. And he has concerns with a lot of the funding in this specific bill, and specifically the raising of the corporate income tax rate. And if he goes against this, this is dead in the water.
Okay, Bill,
Alice,
just quick response.
Robin, if I may. Yeah. I think Alice just makes my point that both sides ought to sit down and be talking about these issues. I could make a strong argument that home health care for our ailing parents and grandparents and soon us is an important part of infrastructure, maybe I lose that argument. But at least it should be debated. That's what the legislative process is all about. With Joe Manchin, he wants to go to 28% instead of 25% instead of 28. Mm-hmm. Fine. Then Joe Manchin makes his point. If he gets enough votes, he wins. My point is, you have to be talking. And for Republican Party to say no, 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 then Democrats have no alternative other than reconciliation, other than doing nothing. And that is unacceptable.
Okay, let's move on to, you mentioned corporations, and they're in the middle of another story. And by the way, before we do move on, I just want to say, I think the parliamentarian, this rulemaker, is a she, which is noting just because that's kind of new and rare.
But I think corporations, you're right.
They're reacting to Georgia's new voter laws, which Republican lawmakers claim are to calm fears that the election was stolen. Democrats are saying, nice try. You make up a lie that an election was stolen and then pass laws, they say, to restrict Democrats from voting. Yesterday, Biden was asked if the Masters golf tournament should move out of Atlanta. Let's listen.
I think it's a very tough decision for a corporation to make or group to make. But I respect them when they make that judgment, and I support whatever judgment they make.
Now, Masters is different from other sports like the All-Star Game. You know, the Masters, they live. You know, the golf tournament lives in Georgia. But Alice, you tweeted out something about you were surprised at that. Why? What would you advise the Masters to do?
I would advise the Masters to continue putting on the greatest golf tournament that there is in the country and the world. And it is an important legacy for Augusta, Georgia, and for the state of Georgia, and for golf. And it has absolutely nothing to do with this. And I think it's really important for corporations to realize if they're going to get into politics, they need to do so with the facts and not misinformation. And it's critical that people realize in this case, we have MLB pulling out of Atlanta for the All-Star Game. Delta supported it as well as Coca-Cola. But people need to realize just because Delta is ready when the mob is and Coke is now woke, it does not mean they're right. Delta CEO initially supported this election effort for the election integrity and codifying certain voting procedures, as well as the absentee ballot. And he was pressured by failed gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams to pull the All-Star Game out and to not support this measure. And now he's saying that this election legislation does not support Delta's values. I think that is as hypocritical, and it means that this decision is not based on fact.
Okay, let's bring Bill in. Yep.
Robin, this whole response and this whole approach of Republicans to this issue is dripping with hypocrisy. We remember Citizens United. Republicans considered their greatest achievement getting the Supreme Court to rule that corporations are people. Remember that phrase, right? Mm-hmm. And they can be involved in politics. Mitch McConnell said, this is great. Corporations should be involved in politics. And corporations did, and they gave hundreds of millions of dollars, mostly to Republican PACs and Republican candidates, and Republicans loved it. And now that corporations, now that they're involved in politics, want to express an opinion, especially about something as fundamental as the right to vote, Mitch McConnell was saying, you're going to face dire consequences if you dare get involved in
politics.
Well,
funny you should mention.
Oh, yeah.
Funny you should mention. We have Mitch McConnell. Let's listen. Let's just listen. Let's listen to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
That's fine. It's legal. It's appropriate. I support that. I'm talking about taking a position on a highly incendiary issue like this and punishing a community or a state because you don't like a particular law they passed. I just think it's stupid.
And at the top, he was saying it's appropriate to make political donations, but it's stupid for corporations to get involved. And Bill, as you just outlined, is something he did.
Now, if I can finish my point. So plan, the Republican position today is, we'll take your money, but shut up otherwise. Don't express
Alice,
any opinion, even on something as basic as the right to vote.
The issue is making these decisions based on fact versus fiction. And the decision to pull out based on what they saw as a law that was voter suppression as opposed to election integrity was completely misguided. And the concern here is this is not Las Vegas, and what's happening now in Atlanta does not stay in Atlanta. And the mob outrage culture will continue to do so, and it's really unfortunate.
Robin, okay, I wish we had time for anybody. I wish we had time to explain why making it a crime to give somebody standing in line to vote a drink of water or a sandwich or a slice of pizza, why that has anything to do with an election integrity. It is all racist voter suppression.
Well, and of course, we do have a little bit of time here, just a few seconds, but those who passed the law said it was electioneering on the lines of voters, and others have said you've manipulated it so that there are lines and lines and lines and hours for certain communities to wait, and so they need water.
People can get water.
That's Alice Stewart, the Republican strategist, Bill Press. Okay, a little more. Bill Press, the Democratic strategist. Thank you both, as always.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks, Alice.
Thanks, Robin.